Okay, today we're learning Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're holding on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to bring a suffix about kalim that were used for Avodah Zarah that Bay Minei Rabbi Yossi Ben Shalmei Rabbi. Kalim Shashimshu Behen Beveis Chonyo. What if you have kalim that were used to bring karbonos in the Mizbeach in Beis Chonyo, which was built in Chutz Laretz by Kohanim L'Shem Hakravas Karbonos? Mao Sheishtam Shabehen Beveis Amigdash. Can you use those same kalim in the Beis Hamikdash? So the Gemara says, "V'kami ba'yilei aliba demandi amar Beis Chonyo lav Beis Avodah Zarah." The Shaila is assuming that Beis Chonyo was made l'shem Shemayim, not l'shem Avodah Zarah. D'tnan Kohanim Shashimshu Beis Chonyo lo yisham Shemikdash Yerushalayim. The Kohanim who functioned in Beis Chonyo are not allowed to do the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. Ve'in atzarich lomar l'davar acher. Certainly, Kohanim that worshipped Avodah Zarah are not allowed to do the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. So Kohanim would consider Rabbanim Mishum the Bnei Dayaninhu Avil Kalim Lo Odil Maloshna. So the whole shaila is maybe this was a special knas made on Kohanim, but Kalim that were used in Beis Chonyo maybe are mutter, or maybe there's no difference. Amalei Asurim Hain Omikra Hayabiyadenu Vishivachnuhu. That he said, no, these are Asur. The Chum made a knas even on the Kalim, just like they made a knas on the Kohanim, and we had a pasuk that said this halacha that even kelim that were used for avodah zarah min haTorah, there was reason to be matir to use them in the Beis Hamikdash. And nevertheless, even though there's a pasuk that would seem to say that it's mutter, the rabbanan still made din the rabbanan that it's aser. But we forgot the pasuk. So over here also by the kelim that they were meshamish with in Beis Chonyo, the halacha is the same that even though min haTorah you're allowed to use them in the Mikdash, the Chum made a knas. So Esve, the Gemara asks Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul, asks Rabbi, it says in the pasuk by Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda that the Kohanim said to him, "Kol hakelim asher yizniach hamelech achaz melchuso b'malo heichanu v'hikdashnu." All the clay hamikdash that achaz melech Yehuda, Chizkiyahu's father, was moel and used in avodah zarah, we have heichanu v'hikdashnu. My love, heichanu dat belinu, doesn't heichanu mean that we were matbilim and they therefore are no longer tamei? And hikdash nu da'aktu shinu, and we are now, we use the Shemana Mishcha to make these kelim kodesh, and now they can be used in the Beis Hamikdash, and they didn't become asur min haTorah when they were used for avodah zarah because they were mukudash for the Beis Hamikdash, and a person cannot asur something that doesn't belong to you. So you see that since min haTorah they don't become asur, the chamur never goes there not to use these kelim because they're not b'nei deha, kelim don't have any das, so you don't make a knas on kelim. So maybe the same should be true by Beis Chonyo. Kalim that were used in Beis Chonyo don't become asur min haTorah, and therefore the Chamim shouldn't make a knas on them because they're kalim, they're not people. So Amar Le, Rav said to Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul, "Baruch atol Hashemayim shechzarti li avedasi." Wow, you reminded me of the pasuk that I forgot. The pasuk that you're asking from, that the Kohanim were not matvil makdish the kelim for the mikdash the way you said it. That's not what the pasuk means. Hechanu means sheginaznum, that they became asur ba'ana and they hid them away like misham she'avod zara. Hikdashnu shekdashnu acherim techtehim. Hikdashnu means that we had to find replacement kelim because those kelim were no longer good. So, but if that's true by avod zara, same is going to be true by kelim that were used beveis chonyo. So lema misayele. Maybe we have a raya to Rebbe from the fact that the Mishnah says in the first parak of Midos, when it talks about the four lishachos that were open, that were in the corners of the Azara, Mizrachis Tzfonis, the northeastern corner of the Azara, Baganzu, Beis Chashmonayis, Avnei Mizbeach, Shiktsu, and Sheyavan, that's where they put into Geniza the stones from the Mizbeach that the Anshe Yavan had destroyed. Vamrav Sheishas, Sheshiktsu, Lavod Zchavim, they had to put it into Geniza because they used it for Avodah Zarah. See, even by using the Avnei Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah, the Yavanim did not ask for the Mizbeach min haTorah, because a person can't ask for something that doesn't belong to him, but Chamir Gzera to ask for it Legavoa, because it was used for Avodah Zarah. And even though they're not B'nai Deya, stones don't have any Das, they're not something you can penalize the stones, but nevertheless, they made such a din. So the Anshe Beis Chashmonai had to put them in Geniza. So that's a Raya to Rebbe, that Kalim that were used in Beis Chonyo do not become Asur min haTorah, because it was not a Beis Avodah Zarah, but the Chacham still can make a gzeira on such a thing. Amar Rav Papa, so the Gemara says, that's not a raya. Hasam kra ashkach v'darosh. Over there, the Anshei Beis Chashmonai found a pasuk that told them that they have to do what they did. Tichsev uva uba pritzim v'chiluluha. That since the Goyim came into the Heichel and the Mikdash and they were mechalo the Kelim, it all became chulin. So since the Kelim became chulin, they became hefker, and when they reacquired them, the Goyim reacquired them, they were zochem in a hefker, and when they used them for Avodah Zarah, they taka became aser. And therefore, the Avnei Mizbeach became aser min ha-Torah. So like other klisharis that were in the Heichel at the same time. So if they were just used by the Beis HaMikdash Avodah Zarah without going into the Heichel, it could be they would not have been aser even midrabanan. But over here, it was different because they were mechalalit. So Amri, so the Anshei Beis Chashmonai said, when the Yevanim destroyed it, they said, hey Chinavid, what should we do with the Avnei Mizbeach to take away the status of Avodah Zarah from them? Nitbarinu, should we break them, have a guy break them, and thereby be mevatel avodah zarah status, avanim shlemos amarachmana, then it wouldn't be able to be used for the mizbeach anyway, because you need avanim shlemos from the mizbeach, so breaking it's not going to help. Ninas rinu, should we cut it with a knife after it's broken in order to even out the pigimos of it and make them shlemos? Losanafalehim barzel amarachmana. Cutting it with a knife is no good because you're not allowed to have barzel on the avanim mizbeach. Va'amai, why do they have to be gonez the avanim mizbeach? I litberinu, let them break it, let a guy break it, and then let them take it and use it for themselves, like any other chulin item you're allowed to use for yourselves. Milo amravoshia, bikshu lignos, kol kesav zav shabiyol mishum, kaspa vidava shal Yerushalayim. They wanted to be gonez all the gold and silver in the world because of the kesav and zav in Yerushalayim, which was mostly belonged to Hagdish and Zasar Bahana, and when the Goyim came into the Mikdash, they took the kesav from Hagdish and they mixed it with all the other kesav and zav that they had. Vavinimba, and we discussed Yerushalayim, have Yeruba di Alma. What is Yerushalayim, the majority of the world? That we're going to be going as all the kesef and zav in the world. Elam Rabbi Bikshu Lignos Dinara Hadriyana Turiyana. They wanted to be going as all of the dinarim that had a certain sort of tsura on them of the Roman kings. So Shifa, they were that were rubbed out and you were no longer usable. Mipnei Tivel Shel Yerushalayim. Excuse me, because that is the coin of Yerushalayim, meaning since these dinarim were the coins that they used in Yerushalayim, and rove of it was shayich to Hegdish, and it got mixed up with other coins that did not belong to Hegdish, that's why they wanted to be gone. He's ad shematula mikra min haTorah shumotir, till they found the pasuk in the Torah that says that it's mutu. And what's that pasuk? Uvau bapritzim v'chiluluha, that when the Goyim came into the Heichal, they were mechalal everything that was there, and they made it chulin. So since it's not shayich to Hagdish, it's hefker and it's mutter to use. So over here also, by the Avnei Mizbeach that became chulin, it should be mutter to use. Why do they have to put it into Kaniza? Now over there we're talking about things that were never used the gavoa, but the Avnei Mizbeach were used the gavoa, so it's just not appropriate that it should be used for a hedyot at that point. So really two main points over here. One is the shaila of whether the kelim that were made, we know kohanim from Beis Chonio cannot serve in the Mikdash, but we have a shaila, an open-ended shaila about kelim that were used in Beis Chonio, whether they can be used in the Beis Hamikdash, and then the discussion why it is that they were gonez the stones of the mizbeach, the chashmonaim were gonez the stones of the mizbeach, and the explanation is because it was used, there was no way to recut them. And since it was used, the gavoa could not be used for a hedyot. So now we have a new Mishnah about bitl avodah zarah. Who's able to be mevatel avodah zarah? Ovid chav mevatel v'zchav mishalo mishal chaveru. An ovid chav can be mevatel his own avodah zarah or another guy's avodah zarah. Mishal ein mevatel v'zchav mishal ovid chav. But a Jew cannot be mevatel in avodah zarah, doesn't have the capacity to be mevatel in avodah zarah that belongs to an ovid chav. Ha mevatel avodah chav. If a guy is mevatel avodah zarah, mevatel misham sheha. By virtue of being mevatel the avodah zarah, the misham sheha avodah zarah also become batel. But bitel misham sheha, misham shen mutarin, v'hiyasura. But if he's only mevatel the meshamshei avodah zara, then only the meshamshei avodah zara become batel, but the actual avodah zara itself remains mutter. So masni le Rebbe the Rebbe Shimon ber Rebbe ovikam vatel avodzcham shalav v'shal chavero, that he taught the way he taught the Mishnah to him was that ovikam v'kamim vatel zon avodah zara and other goyim's avodah zara. Amalei Rebbe Shimon said, Rebbe, from the fact that you're telling me that a guy can be mvatel his own avodah zara and someone else's avodah zara, it sounds that avodah zara that belongs to a Jew, a guy cannot be mvatel, because it says the way the Mishnah said it is a guy can be mvatel his own avodah zara and another guy's avodah zara, but that makes it sound like a Jew's avodah zara cannot be mvatel. Shanisa lana bialduscha, but you taught us in your youth ovid cha mvatel avodah zcham shalo v'shal Yisrael. You previously taught us that an Ovid Chavim can even be Mevatel an Avodah Zarah v'Yisrael. So the Gemara says, to Yisrael, Mika Mevatla, v'avasam b'zasar k'siv. What do you mean? There's a pasuk that tells me that an Avodah Zarah shal Yisrael has to be put away, that there's no way to be Mevatel it. Amar Rabbi Hillel, Bered Rabbi Volas, lo nitzrucha sheyesh lo ba shutfus. Now, what we're saying is the Mishnah that Rabbi taught in his youth, that Nachri could be Mevatel an Avodah Zarah shal Yisrael, is somewhat where Nachri is a shutaf in it, where he also owns it partially. But b'ziknuso, he changed his mind, and he said that even if the guy is a shutfus in it, as long as Yisrael has even partial ownership, it's no good. So that was the shaila that he changed his mind about from his youth to his later years. B'yalduso ma'ikasavar, b'ziknuso ma'ikasavar. What exactly changed in his way of thinking? B'yalduso savar Yisrael adai to dov chavim palach. In his youth, he thought that Yisrael is ovid this avodah zara al das, his shutfus with the guy. He's not ovid it because he actually believes in it, but because the guy is ovid it, so he's just following along with what the guy is doing. But had it not been for that shutfus, here the Jew would break it or sell it or whatever, he wouldn't consider it anything. Given the v'chad mevatel d'nafshei, the Yisrael not mevatel, and therefore he assumed that once the guy is mevatel, the Jew will go along with that as well and be mevatel his portion. B'ziknusa savri Yisrael adaita d'nafshei palach nevach. In his years of zikna, he realized that the Jew sometimes really genuinely believes in the avodah zarah, even when he's not being pressured or following the ovid chavim. Therefore, kimvatal avod chavim dinafshei the Yisrael lo batel. When the ovid chavim is mvatel his own portion, the Jewish portion is not batel. Ika demasin haseifa. Some say the din of Rabbi Hillel b'Rabbi Valas on the seifa of the Mishnah. Yisrael le mvatel avod chavim shal ovid chavim, that a Jew cannot be mvatel avod zarah of an ovid chavim. Pshita, obviously Yisrael cannot be mvatel avod zarah of an ovid chavim. It requires geniza. So Amar Rabbi Hillel, v'reid Rabbi Vilas, lo nitzrucha sheyesh lo ba shutfus. Now the chiddush is that it's a shutfus between the Jew and the guy, and even in that case, it's pashut that the Jew can't be mevatel it. And so kamash milan Yisrael who dilam mevatel dovid chavim avol chavim nafshei mevatel. That the chiddush is that the Jew cannot be mevatel the chelik of the ovid chavim, but the ovid chavim can mevatel his own chelik, and we don't say that since he cannot be mevatel the Jew's chelik, he can't be mevatel his own chelik either. No, he can be mevatel his own chelik. And then there's a third way of learning what Rabbi Hillel ben Rabbi Vila said. Iko demasinla abraisa. Some have Rabbi Hillel braided Rabbi Vilas in connection to a braisa, that the braisa tells us Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya Omer Avod Zchav Shal Yisrael Ein La Betela Olamis. Avod Zar belongs to a Jew, can never become batel. My Olamis. What is it telling me when it says Olamis? Amar Rabbi Hillel braided Rabbi Vilas Lo Nitzcha El Sheish La Lovid Chavim Ba Shutfus. That it's talking about where the guy has a shutfus. Kamash Milan Di Yisrael Adait Nafshei Palach. And it's teaching us that a Jew is oved his chelik in the avodah zarah al das atzmo, not because of the shutfus with the guy, and therefore if the guy is mevatel the avodah zarah, only the guy's chelik becomes batel, not the Jew's chelik. So the main point over here is that Rabbi Hillel ben Rabbi Vilas taught us some halacha relating to a shutfus between a Jew and a non-Jew in avodah zarah, but there are three versions regarding exactly which halacha he taught us relating to a shutfus of a Jew and a non-Jew. But what does seem to be clear is that when there's a shutfus of a Jew and a non-Jew, the Ovid Chavim does not have the ability to be mevatel the Jew's portion of the avodah zarah. So we're going to stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the Mishnah on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph.